Hello everyone, this is Sean Plott, aka Day 9, presenting today a new look at build orders. Naturally, before I begin anything, I must apologize for the extended delay on this podcast. I just had a whole bunch of the end of the year stuff going on with finishing up all my school projects and my finals, and now I have an internship starting up, and I had to do my laundry, and there was this really good taco I ate. But finally, I have some free time. Rather than ask for your forgiveness, though, I figured it would be significantly more kick-ass if I presented on what I feel is the most important component of StarCraft strategy, and that is how you look at build orders and how you think about them in the proper way. I find build orders to be such an important topic of discussion because the way that people discuss them in the forums is actually quite bad, and I would just say flat out wrong in most circumstances. So I'm going to divide this talk into the following four sections. First, I want to ask the most basic questions about build orders, and I'm going to answer them in this incorrect way I just mentioned. And I'm going to point out all the flaws in that line of reasoning. In part two, I'm going to ask those same basic questions again, but I'm going to answer them properly, avoiding the mistakes that I discussed in part one, and more importantly, highlighting the strength and versatility of the proper line of reasoning. In part three, I'm going to take a very simple example of the proper thought process in build orders and apply it to a very simple situation. As a result, I can go super duper in depth into a build order that most people are very familiar with and isn't too tricky. Then in part four, I'm going to wrap up with a personal example of how I constructed a build order from scratch using this appropriate line of reasoning. And I'll also include how I could have gotten sidetracked or made a whole bunch of mistakes if I thought about it incorrectly. So without further ado, let's begin part one. The two questions that I want to ask that are really the most simple questions that you can ask are the following. What is a build order, and how do we talk about it? The reason I think it's important to ask those two different questions is that, surprisingly, most people think the answer to these two questions is the same. They will say, okay, the food is your unit count in the top right corner of the screen, and a build order is a list of instructions based on that food. So a build order for a 2-gate opening with Protoss would be 8 pylon, 10 gate, 12 gate, etc. And then when they answer the question, how do you talk about a build, they say, well, you talk about it using that unit count in the top right corner. We always discuss builds in regards to this food number. Obviously, there are good bits of truth in this answer, because in a game like StarCraft, when you're trying to figure out the appropriate time to build something, you don't have a clock in the game, so using food or unit count as a notation is very, very convenient and very accurate. Here's the big problem I have with the answers I just gave. If you think about it, this food-based instruction set is extremely detailed. That's a huge level of accuracy and precision in terms of telling you when to build things. And if you have something that's that precise, there had to have been some step beforehand that led to that instruction set. For example, let's take this recent shift to 5-hatch Hydralisk into Mutalisk in Zerg vs. Protoss. A player didn't wake up one day and magically have this perfect build order. He sort of shaped and sculpted a whole bunch of various ideas together and smoothed it down and refined it until he had a very clean, smooth 5-hatch Hydra into Mutalisk build order. That instruction set that we all use nowadays was the final end product of a very long process. Moreover, the concepts, all the ideas, the tests, the failures, the successes of this build are hidden when you just look at this list of instructions based on your food. The final product, this instruction set, is tremendously problematic for players who are on forums discussing, sharing, and learning new build orders. The two biggest problems is that players can't deal with variations in gameplay, and they also have no understanding about their builds. So for instance, a player will learn this 5-hatch Hydra build, but what happens if suddenly his opponent gets a whole bunch of gateways early on and pressures him with zealots? That player will feel totally lost because now his instruction set can't be used appropriately. If he tries to make drones here, when he gets attacked, he'll die, so he feels pressured to make Hydralisks, but now he doesn't have enough money to make Mutalisks later, and it's just a big mess. Moreover, their understanding of all the underlying concepts of the build are lost. They might not even want to do this build on a new map, but they just do it anyways, and they have a whole bunch of failures, and they just don't know why. Or they'll be doing the build perfectly, making all the units that they need to and getting all the timings right, but they won't be using the units properly. They won't be positioning the units properly. All these little subtle details along the way. With all that in mind, let's move on to part two. I'm going to ask those same basic questions again, but there's one crucial idea I want to keep in mind. Remember how I said that there was some step before this detailed instruction set? I want to make sure to focus on that step. That is the key to answering any question about build orders. So again, let's ask the question, what is a build order? A build order is an optimization of an idea. That is, it's the best possible way to do something. Now, I do mean idea in as broad a sense as possible. An idea could be something as simple as, hey, if I have plus one upgrade for my zealots for attack, they can kill a zergling in two hits. Then we have a lot of builds that now revolve around getting that upgrade very quickly. Or a Terran player might say, wow, Zergs really like Mutalisks and Lurkers against me. Maybe I can try to kill him before he even gets his lair tech going. Now all of a sudden we have bunker rushes and fast tank pushes being motivated from this idea. Your idea could be something tactical, like, wow, this bridge is really narrow. I bet if I controlled this, my opponent would have a real hard time breaking out of his front, which is an idea that's really crucial to destination. That is a great motivator for a huge number of builds. And although it sounds a little vague to say that a build is an optimization of an idea, I want to use that definition because it's very important that I keep referring back to my initial idea and make sure that I'm not contradicting that or violating it in some way. Now it's time for the second question. How do we talk about build orders? I want you to know that this is the most important segment of this entire presentation. All right, get ready. A build order is divided into several key components. These key components are the things that are critical for accomplishing your idea. A build order, therefore, is how you arrange these key components leading up to the execution of your idea. The most important aspect of this notion of build orders is that you can rearrange these key components and you still will end up accomplishing the same big idea you had in mind if you do it right. Way too many StarCraft players think of strategy as this huge branching tree that you open with strategy X, and if you see your opponent doing this, you move down this deviation on the left, and if he does that, you move down this deviation on the right. What a clever player does is he says, I want to go down this middle path. And my responses are not going to be going down these different deviations on the left and right. Rather, I am going to rearrange the key elements of my build in different fashions to make sure I'm always going down that middle path so that everything's the same in the end anyways. After I have figured out all the rearrangements based upon the various responses, that is when I start fleshing them out and getting them down very precisely until at the very, very end, I have an instruction set based upon food that I can execute every single time. Notice that the food instruction set that most people would describe as the build order was in fact the last final thing that we did when we were trying to make a build. And if all of this sounds super abstract and theoretical, don't worry, because I'm going to move on to part three right now, a super simple example that will demonstrate these ideas in real games. So suppose that you're a Terran player, and you've been having trouble against Zergs. Here is a good idea for a build order. You would say to yourself, I'm having a lot of trouble against Mutas and Lurkers. Maybe I can kill that Zerg player before he even gets them. I'll need some tanks to break down his Sunkens at the front, and I'll need some Medic Marine to defend my tanks and to run in once those Sunkens are broken. And hopefully if I do this right, my Zerg player will be dead before he even gets his Lair Tech off the ground. Great, our big idea is killing Zerg before Lair Tech with a Medic Marine tank push. Now it's time to identify the key components to this build. What are all the things that are necessary to make this build work? I came up with a list of 6 key elements, which might seem like a lot, but it's a hell of a lot less than remembering every little instruction of some detailed build order that you find in a forum. So with that said, number 1, I need to get 2 barracks up so I have enough medic marine to defend my tanks. 2, I need a factory so I can get tanks with siege mode. 3, I need to get an academy so I can research STEM and get my firebats and my medics. 5, I need STEM for my marines and firebats because they're really not very good without it. And potentially 6 for maybe an engineering bay. Again, I want to list it because I might need it to build turrets to help bolster my push at his fronts because he might have mutalisks up. But there is a chance that my build is so good that it always crushes the Zerg before he gets mutalisks, so I might not even need the engineering bay at all. So right now, I have 6 elements listed. 1, I need a second barracks. 2, I need a factory. 3, I need an academy. 4 and 5 are siege and stim, and 6 is potentially this engineering bay. Alright, sweet. Right now, note that we haven't played a game yet. You're just a Terran player sitting alone in your room still devising a strategy. And it's important before you pick up and play that first game that you have some arrangement, some logical arrangement of these key elements in mind. Most logical thing would first to start with the easy part. I think I'm going to build my engineering bay last. Because again, I can't conceive of needing it early because he can't get mutalisks that fast. I mean, you know, the whole point of the build is to kill him before he gets mutalisks. And the only reason to get it early would be to get some sort of attack or defense upgrade, but I don't think that'll be done in time for the tank push, so eBay would probably come last. Siege mode would obviously come second to last, because I would want to start researching it at a time so that it would finish right when the tanks get to the front of his base. Stim would come next before that, so I would have Stim by the time I get to his base, perhaps along the way. So right now, my last 3 elements in order are Stim, Siege, and Engineering Bay. Now I have the 3 perhaps most important components of this build, which is the 2 factories, the barracks, and the academy. So continuing in this reverse direction, the academy seems like the last of those 3 that I'll get. Because I don't need the firebats or the medics too early, because I can just hold my ramp with marines early on. And again, I'm not rushing to get Stim early. So right now, the only things we have left are the 2 barracks and the factory. And the last 4 elements, in order, are going to be the academy, Stim, siege mode, and an engineering bay. Now there's a little bit of debate about whether I should make that second barracks first or the factory first. If I make the 2 barracks first, I have a whole lot more units early on, and I'll have a lot more medic marine for when my tank push comes out. But it'll be a little bit slower. Likewise, if I get the factory first, my tank push will begin earlier, but I might not have as many units as I did before. The most important thing when you're faced with this sort of pro-con analysis and you're not sure is just to pick one. So right now, I am just going to pick 2 barracks first, followed by a factory, then my academy, then Stim, siege mode, and an engineering bay. Now it's time for me as the Terran player to start playing the game, and what I'm going to do now is think about how to make these key elements relative to one another. I have an ordering for them, but I might say start siege mode when Stimpak is half done or something like that. Or I might wait till my second barracks is finished before I even consider building my factory, or I might be able to build my factory while my second barracks is making. All these sorts of things are what you flesh out through playing your build order several times in a row. Anytime you're doing a build in practice and you have these key elements all set up and everything seems to be going well, you'll still have a handful of big questions that you'll need to answer. So for example, with this fast tank push build, an excellent question is, should I be cutting marine production at any time? Should I stop making marines right at the start so I can get that factory up really fast and then go right back to pumping out marines from my 2 barracks? If you're unsure, again, just pick something and test it out. So for example, let's say I'm my Terran player and I start out, I get my 2 barracks, which is my first key element, and I make 5 marines before I get my factory started. And then I do everything as appropriate, I get my academy a little while afterwards, and then I get Stim and siege mode and move out with my medic marine army once I have a tank or two. I might get to his base and say to myself, wow, I'm a little bit late with this tank push. He already has his layer units, and I'm having trouble even getting the tank push started. Moreover, I seem to have way too many medic marine. Well, okay, duh, earlier on, I clearly made too many marines, because I seem to have an excess, and that also appears to have delayed my tank push. So then I might cut back and say, okay, well, let me make only 1 marine. So let's say I've now done this build like 10 times or something like that, and everything is feeling really, really good. I have all my timing set out. I have this ordering of my key components, and when I build them is based on the other key elements. I don't say something like, make my academy at 30 food. I would say something like, make the academy when the factory is halfway done. As a result, I'll have a much easier sort of timing set should I encounter any sort of variation. Now with this in mind, let's think about the true power of using this key component build order set. Let's say, for some reason, that in those 10 games I practiced where everything was feeling really great, I was only playing against super standard Zergs, who did something like 3 hatch opening, then they gassed on 16 and went straight for a layer for Mutalisks. Suppose that in my 11th game doing this build, I encounter some Zerg player who's going 3 hatch mass Zergling. He seems to have spent his first 100 gas on Zergling speed, and I'm seeing very few drones being made out of those hatcheries. What do I do now? Well, the key idea of my build was to try to kill my opponent right before he got his layer units up and running, right before those Mutalisks and Lurkers came around. So, the appropriate way to respond then is not to discard this whole fast tank push strategy, it's to rearrange the key elements to respond to these Zerglings. So an appropriate response would be to get the academy before the factory. As a result, I could get more fire bats and a bigger medic marine army and later tanks. But again, this is okay. It's okay that my fast tank push is a little bit later because his lair is a little bit later as well. So again, I still get my stim and my siege mode and my tanks coming out with the same relative timing that I was using before. I just got that academy before the factory. That way I could get more anti-Zergling units so my later push could deal with his mass Zergling army, but still crush him before he got those Mutalisks out. Suppose in my 12th game doing this strategy, that I encounter an opponent who's going fast 9 pool speed Zerglings against me. I can't now suddenly just get one Marine and go straight for my factory as I did in my original build. I should be getting a lot more Marines early on to hold off that Zergling number. Moreover, this again doesn't screw me up. The idea of my fast tank push suddenly isn't invalidated because he got Zerglings early. He's still almost certainly going to be expanding and then getting Mutalisks. So it's okay for me to make those extra Marines and then proceed as normal, then get my factory, my academy, my stim siege, and possibly my engineering bay to wrap things up. So again, this is the key idea that I want to hammer home again and again and again. A strong player with a good idea for a build does not look for ways to deviate away from his build based upon what his opponent is doing. Rather, he looks for ways to rearrange all the crucial elements of his build so that he can continue down the same path that he wants every single game. It's all about rearranging key elements, not about deviations and changing your game plan. With all this in mind, I want to move on to part 4, which is a personal anecdote of how I created a Zerg vs. Terran build on Gaia using this build order theory I've just described. I started with a general idea, identified the key components, and then figured out how I would respond to all the different possible Terran openings to make sure that my build order worked the exact way I wanted every single time. Before I say anything, let me briefly note that this build is not for vertical positions on Gaia. That is, it is not for top right versus bottom right or top left versus bottom left. Those games play out totally differently and really weird, so I'm not even going to go into it. So, let's suppose that my opponent and I are on opposite sides of the map. Like I'm top right and he's top left. Or I'm bottom left and he's top right. Something like that. The big question I always ask myself whenever I'm developing a new build or a new style of play on a map is what do I want my mid-game to look like? The answer to that question is my big idea of my build order. That has a lot to do with the fact that mid-games tend to converge in StarCraft, which is a whole other discussion, but again, just to sort of breeze right through it, I just ask myself, what do I want my mid-game to look like? On Gaia, I note that in the center is a big, fat, wide-open lane. It's not quite an open circle like on Lost Temple or on Luna. it's more of a wide path. So when I look at that, I think in the mid game, I want a really big Lurker Hydra army to crush Terran's first push. That is my big idea, is to secure the mid game with Hydra Lurker. Yeah, sure, I might be going for Guardians and Defilers and Ultras later on in the game, and then I might open up with Lurker Ling or something like that, but in the mid-game, I want to have Hydras and Lurkers as my main defense. So, what are the key components to this build? Obviously, I need the three upgrades, Hydralisk Speed, Range, and Lurkers. I also want two Evolution Chambers, upgrading plus one, plus one. I want two extra gas, so I have four gas total. I want those expansions to be my side expansion and my natural at the other main. I don't want to take the other main on my side because my big Hydra Lurk army is a little slow, so if that main got dropped, it's kind of tough to get all my units up there. However, if I just took the natural at that main, my Hydra Lurk can just mosey right over there and defend it much more easily. I need a Spire so I can get Scourge to kill dropships. Because again, my Hydra Lurk isn't too mobile. If I have a big Hydra Lurk army in the middle to hold his push, and he drops in my main, it's pretty tough for me to get all the way back into my main. So those are pretty deadly. I also want Overlord Speed, because it's really nice to be able to spot his army completely. I'm not going to be doing any cute harassment stuff with Mutalisks, so I won't get the vision potential given by those Mutalisks. I need Overlord's position in really nice places. Again, these Overlords with Speed are also instrumental in holding off dropships with a Scourge. And the last component I want is a Queen's Nest. I'm not going to go into extensive detail with what I'm doing in the late game. All I need to know is that I must transition to that at some point, so I may as well just throw the Queen's Nest and the Hive in there. So my short list of key components is Hydra Speed, Hydra Range, Lurkers, two Evo Chambers upgrading, two expansions, a Spire with Scourge, Overlord Speed, and one thing I didn't mention earlier is that I might need Ling Speed in some of these variations. Zerglings are really good early on. Let's talk about all the openings that Terran can do and how I rearrange the key elements of this Hydra Lurker build so I have a big Hydra Lurk army in the middle. In virtually all circumstances, I'm going to be opening with a standard 3-hatch sort of build. I'm going to be going 12-hatch, 11-pool, 13-hatch. Totally normal opening, gets me a lot of drones. Awesome. Let's talk about when my opponent does a fast tank push, the same tank push I described earlier in this talk. First of all, think about what Zerg actually sees. The Zerg sends his scouting drone out, sees two barracks, a refinery going up kind of quickly, but then that drone has to leave. Fortunately, I do have the following information. My Terran opponent is pretty much not early expanding. He's doing some sort of one base play against me. So he's going to be having more units early on, and he's also going to be getting his starport faster with dropships. So in my base, I'm going to open up with my standard 3-hatch tech that I mentioned, go for lair and get Lurkers and Zergling speed, but I'm going to cut drone production to make sure I have enough units. I'm also going to be getting my Spire alongside that Lurker-Ling combination, because I know that, for example, if he did some sort of fast tank push, a lot of players will follow that up with a dropship, or he might even go straight for dropship, and it's really important that as I push out more to the middle of the map that I have the Scourge in time to kill any dropship harass he's doing. A potential concern would be that if I am getting this Spire and then a whole bunch of Lurker Ling early on, that my economy will be wounded. Not only do I have a lower drone count, but I will have delayed taking those two expansions that is part of my whole build plan to begin with. This is okay, however, because although my economy is delayed, it's delayed proportional to my Terran opponent. My opponent is one basing, so his economy is behind as well. So it's okay that I don't have nearly as many drones. It's more important for me to just not die. So in some circumstances, if I know that I won't be able to get out of my base, let's say he's really aggressively pushing me, he has, you know, a bunch of bunkers and turrets outside my base, I'm totally comfortable getting my evolution chambers early on. I might not get two evolution chambers to get the plus one ranged attack and plus one carapace, but I'll throw down one to get the carapace upgrade early on. And again, if I'm still being held in my base and I can't take those two expansions, I'll get Overlord Speed. Once I do end up breaking out, taking those two expansions and powering just briefly, maybe getting six or seven drones, that's when I'll get Hydra Speed and Hydra Range, as well as another evolution chamber for that ranged attack upgrade. As a result, in the end, I'll have that same mid-game plan that I wanted. I'll have all my expansions, my big Hydra Lurk army in the middle, but it will have been significantly delayed because of this early pressure my Terran opponent put on. And again, this is totally fine, because my Terran opponent equivalently delayed his expansion. As a matter of fact, I play pretty similarly if my opponent does some sort of two barracks fast academy type play. I just make sure to get enough Lurker Ling to push him out and gain center control, and then I go right back into that same general style, aiming to get my expansions fairly quickly, followed by my +1/+1 upgrades. And if there's any delay in getting those expansions, I will just get my evolution chamber a little earlier and my overlord speed a little bit earlier. In short, against one base play from Terran that seems to be Medic Marine based, I simply delay getting my two gas expansions and focus more on getting all those critical upgrades in buildings first, like the Spire, the Evo Chamber, and the Overlord Speed upgrade. In some circumstances, the Terran player won't even expand for a while after his one base opening. He'll add on a third or maybe even a fourth barracks and start pushing you aggressively with one factory and one starport making vessels and four racks making marines. Since that's pretty difficult to deal with without making a lot of units, I will just happily delay my third and fourth expansion. I'll generally take my third gas right when I bust out of whatever early pressure he has, but I'll be totally comfortable waiting a little while to take that fourth gas to ensure that I am in fact making enough units to continue to hold off his aggression. In all cases, the end result is that in the mid-game, I have a big Hydra Lurk army, I have four gas, two Evo Chambers, a Spire, and Overlord Speed upgrade. And after I've done all that and I'm feeling pretty content, that's when I throw down the Queen's Nest in all these circumstances. Let's consider something totally different. Let's say I scout into his base, and I see my Terran opponent has one barracks and a refinery. Immediately I know he's doing some sort of fast tech opening. Briefly, I'm going to ignore cases where he goes all-out mech, like does some sort of Goliath tank vulture composition for the remainder of the game. I'm going to stick to these Medic Marine armies, and we'll address that in a little bit. But so right now, based upon Medic Marine openings, he could be going for a fast dropship, he could be going two-port Wraith, he could be going for a one-factory vulture harass into expand and then get a bunch of Medic Marine. All these sorts of techie, annoying options. If I see this, then I do begin with three hatch, but I will get a Hydralisk Den, and then I'll get speed really early on. As a result, I can handle some vultures running into my main, I can handle wraiths, I can fend those off pretty easily. I also can deal with, even if he does weird stuff, like goes one racks fast academy and comes out with super fast fire bats or something like that, because I have these Hydras with range, I can hold all of that off effectively. And then, once I get my lair up, note that I'm getting lair before I get range for Hydras. Once I get that lair up, I research Lurker Spines, and again, I move out into the middle, burrow a bunch of Lurkers there, and then I take my third and fourth gas. And everything's pretty much the same from here on out. I opened up with Hydralisks and delayed my lair and made sure to get speed to hold off his early aggression stuff. But after that, I pretty much went for Lurkers, took control of the middle, and now I'm expanding and powering drones, and I'm going back and getting my +1/+1 upgrade. I probably will have already gotten speed for overlords. Sorry, there's a huge truck passing by. I'll let that one go by. Okay, I probably will have gotten speed overlords already if I see him doing something like fast wraith. If he's not doing that, I may well skip it and get a spire followed by that overlord speed upgrade to sort of wrap things up. And again, my mid-game is identical in this circumstance. And then let's finally consider the most common opening for Terran. If he opens up with a one racks early expand, or even two racks fast command center, something like that. In this circumstance, I'm more than happy to make a few extra drones early on. I'm still going to be pushing out with Lurker Ling early, but instead of maybe 36 to 40 Lings, if he was doing some sort of super aggressive opening, I might have somewhere like 18 to 24 Lings. Just enough with my Lurkers for me to push out into mid and secure that wide alleyway so I can take my two expansions. And then I'm very comfortable powering drones for a little bit. And then I'll get my +1/+1 upgrades before I get range and speed. Because again, I only really need range and speed right before his big attack in the middle. And after I take these two expansions and I get my +1/+1 upgrade, that's when I generally get my Spire for the Scourge and Dropship control. An interesting thing to note is that I didn't mention Overlord's speed in this discussion against early expanding. What I discovered when I did this Hydra Lurk opening is that there were a handful of circumstances where I did have to deviate. One of those circumstances is when my Terran opponent would early expand and get two factories very, very quickly. When his middle game push came out, although it came out about a minute later, around the 10 minute 30 second mark, as opposed to the usual 9 minute and 30 second mark for an early push. Even though his push was a little bit later, it just had so many tanks that I had a huge amount of difficulty dealing with it, despite the fact that I had this oversized Hydra Lurk army. As a result, against an early expanding player, I tend to get my Overlord speed upgrade very quickly to see if he is getting that two-factory play. In circumstances where he is doing that, I generally just skip Hydras altogether, and I go straight for a Hive. I just generally do the Lurker Ling, and then go straight to Guardians and Ultras and Defilers and all that good stuff. And also, you'll note that I skipped talking about mech. Hydra Lurk is quite bad against mech play, so I also have a transition out from that. Remember that I said against a one-basing, gassing Terran player, I generally open up with Hydras with range upgrade early and then go straight for Lair. If it appears that he's going mech, I won't get Lurkers, I'll just throw down a Spire. And that way he's forced to make some Goliaths early on, and he's forced to make some tanks early on to deal with my Hydras. This allows me to take two more expansions, as usual, and then instead of going a Hydra Lurker army, I'm going a Hydra Muta army. Let me sort of recap, because I've done a whole bunch of rambling about all sorts of variations. In essence, what I'm doing is against one-basing Medic Marine players, I'm delaying my expansions and getting more upgrades and the Spire and the Scourge and all that critical upgrade stuff first. Against the one-basing mech player, I open up with Hydras, and if he's continuing going Medic Marine, I transition into that same Lurker Hydra play, and if he's going more mech, I transition smoothly into a Muta Hydra with lots of expansions play. If he's early expanding, I just push out into the middle as normal, and expand a little bit more and make a few more drones, and then go back and get all those critical upgrades and buildings, like the Spire, the Speed, the plus one upgrade. And if he is, in fact, going for this two-factory really fast, I just smoothly transition away to this Hive-type playing. In all circumstances, I tried as hard as I could to make my big idea work, to try to get this Hydra Lurk army to work in the middle. And you'll note that, for the most part, I got that to work in every case except for two. Cases where he mechs, and cases where he goes early expand two-factory. All the rest of the time, I did an excellent job of forcing the game to go down the exact path that I wanted to. So again, even if all this just seemed like blabber, the important thing to note is to force your gameplay down one path by rearranging all the key components of your big build order. So, slight apologies for having a little bit long audio. This thing just ran over 30 minutes, but hopefully this was really helpful, and I'm actually glad I took this long to talk about this concept, because really, thinking about build orders in the right way is so key to your learning. If you try to focus on all these food instruction sets, you'll get lost in all the details and miss out on the big picture. So start with the big picture, and then work your way down as an end to that food instruction set. For all these deviations I just described, I do have a loose notion of what I'm doing based on food, but all of that is based upon my foundational logic that I began at the outset of everything. So, good luck, everyone. Cheers.